Hello, my name is Banele Lobuzo. Please allow me to tell you a story from the Book of God. My story is titled The Suffering of Jesus. Jesus and his closest followers were traveling to Jerusalem. Along the way, he taught people, healed people, and even forgave people of their sins when they turned back to God. An important religious festival was going on in Jerusalem. Not all the religious leaders liked what Jesus did or what he said about himself. They plotted to have the government officials execute Jesus, even though Jesus had never done anything wrong. One of Jesus' closest followers, Judas, secretly offered to betray Jesus into their hands, but Jesus knew everything that was going to happen to him. Before the festival, Jesus and his closest followers had a special meal. Afterward, he took them to the garden to pray together. He said to them, "I am overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Please sit and watch and pray with me a while." Jesus went a little further on, fell on his knees, and cried out to God and said, "Father, if you are willing, take this suffering away from me. But I want what you want, Father, not what I want." An angel came from God to give Jesus strength to continue praying. Three times, Jesus went back to his closest followers, but he found them asleep. Finally, he woke them up and said, "Look, my betrayer is coming." As they got up and looked, they saw Judas leading a band of men with swords and clubs coming to arrest Jesus. This mob arrested Jesus and sent him to the governor for trial. It was an unjust trial, but Jesus remained silent. The authorities sentenced Jesus to be executed. The guards whipped and beat Jesus repeatedly. The soldiers took him out to the place where they executed the lowest of criminals. Two criminals were executed along with Jesus. The soldiers stripped Jesus naked and laid him on two beams of wood put together as a cross. They nailed his hands and his feet to the cross. Jesus cried out, "Father God, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing." They raised up the cross, and Jesus was hanging there for hours. Naked in pain and agony, people came by and insulted him and mocked him. One of the criminals on the cross beside Jesus also mocked Jesus. "So you are the promised Savior, are you? Prove it by saving yourself and us too while you are at it." But the other criminal protested, "Don't you fear God? Even when you have been sentenced to die, we deserve to die for our crimes. But this man hasn't done anything wrong. Jesus, remember me when you come back with your kingdom." Jesus said to him, "I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise." By this time, it was about noon, but it grew dark. And around 3 p.m., Jesus cried out in a loud voice, my God, why have you abandoned me?" Finally, Jesus cried out one more time, "It is finished." And he breathed his last, and Jesus died. One of the religious leaders, Joseph from Arimathea, did not agree with the others to have Jesus killed. He asked the governor for Jesus' body. He wrapped the body up in clean, fine cloths and put it in a new tomb carved out of a rock. He placed a huge rock in front of it. Some of the women followers of Jesus followed to see where they put his body so they could come later and properly prepare his body for burial. Later on, the governor placed a seal on the rock and a guard of soldiers around it so no one could come to steal his body. And that, my friends, is the story of the suffering of Jesus.